He was a real lover, that's all he used to do. And they kept saying, what you talk about that? Put them horses and spokes and things in there. He could do that too, up there. You put up a wheel, you didn't have to worry about it, it wouldn't fall out right now. And put that, take all that horse, you know, when you coal on there, you got an iron coal on there. Iron hole on the outside. And that hole the wheel up. And he used to make that thing right over there.
It fits over wooden what?
Wooden body going up and see. He used to fix it, he used to bake it. And it was the best wood that they had for you. Him and another old fella used to shoe horses. Call them crossing, you used to walk right there. He had a hole, my son bought the hole up now, he got put back. He bought the hole and put that by. I used to go there barricade. I don't care, the sports fan horse, go there and get shoes on us. I was a little boy, my leg was just a little big old fat horse, my leg high as could have, the hair was hanging out on each side. But I used to go up there and carry shoes, didn't have much traction.
Sports shoes?
Tidal, yeah. When the Tidal was, didn't have the average of Tidal all the way. I used to go up there and carry the horse. Get them short.
Did they ever have to trim the horses?
Yeah. They trimmed that too.
Trim his what?
His hoof.
All four of his?
Four legs. They trimmed them hoof and cut them and then take off their own right hand. And they fit that shoe on that if it fit. And if it don't fit, it's too big. Put it back in the fire and heat it up again. Keep on that he gets the fit that he drives them near again. Put that shoe on that horse.
Did you ever play a game with them?
Yeah, I used to play that. Throw a horseshoe. Yeah, throw that in the yard. It's a big hole that thing.
Yeah.
Down way back yard, too. That ain't a big deal either.
When the wagon wheel started squeaking, what
did
you have to do?
Well, some people put it in the water. It's soak them up, you know.
That made it do what?
It made it get tight. Tighten up.
The wood would
tighten up.
Yeah. But I'm talking about the hub or the axle when it started squeaking.
Oh, well, you can't do too much wood, does it? You take your wheels on and have that thing cut, put it back up again. You could do that.
Did you put any of that black stuff on?
Well, you could put that black stuff in the water. But if you take it down, cut that off and put it up again, you have a stronger wheel, you know.
When your car started squeaking, what did you go do with that?
You got to put grease on it. Put grease on it, you got to put, you know. The only way you can do it is just put grease on it. All right, I got all the oil to carry it now.
Yeah. You take that and do what? You
just pour it, tip it over there.
Grease?
Yeah.
But I was talking about
an
axle on the...
Oh, you got to have grease. Put grease over there. Cut grease.
You usually got your hands off.
Cut grease. Take your hand and take a pad or something. And what you want.
Usually you end up getting your hands off.
Oh, you get them all black and dirty.
Grease?
Yeah.
What? Grease?
Grease is all out there. Yeah. Wash them off with a little cool oil. Can't leave, but cool oil is better.
Yeah. Well, what about the tools you had to do jobs around here?
What? Shovel, axle, plow, hammer, anything like that. Could use that.
Hammer?
Yeah. You got a wood out there.
That's a...
Cool. That's a cool foot hammer. Put a nail on it, a nail too.
What do you wheel things around
and everything? Well, too much.
Okay.